Heard you missed us. We're back. 8:49, the Wake Up Zone on 104.5 The Zone. Coming up 9 o'clock, we're going to carry the Casey Alexander welcome and press conference from Belmont. So stay tuned right here on The Zone. Time once again, though, for the ever-popular Take 3.
Now, the Wake Up Zone breaks down the issues from across the world of sports. This is Take 3.
All righty, here we go. To move with a little bit of pace this morning. The speed that like the Dallas Stars showed last night. All right, take number one. The Preds dropped the opener, but do you still feel good about their chances?
I do. I think they can go out Saturday and win. And despite their negative history in Dallas, they've been a pretty good road team this year.
I'm kind of hanging my hat on that a little bit, too. They have played well on the road.
Yeah. Of course, I'm meeting with the Tooth Fairy in about an hour and 15 minutes.
What about you, Blaine?
I'm going to change. I'm going to go with Dallas in 7.
Woo!
So I'm not very confident.
So you're going to put a spoiler on the whole draft week party that's going on downtown.
I'm just adding another game.
All right.
I think it's going to go down to the wire.
I feel good about the Preds' chances still. I think they're going to win the series still, but you know, this is a... You have to play better than they did for that 30-minute stretch last night.
Still going to win the next game Saturday.
Still going with Preds in 6. I think they're going to do better on the road than at home.
Take number 2. Does Tennessee great Grant Williams come back for another year with the Volunteers?
That's a great question. I am going to say no. I think ultimately the business side will prevail. And I think that people advising him will tell him that. I love the fact that he likes school that much, that he wants to come back, even though it might not be a good business decision. If he does, good for him.
I'm going to say yes. I think Grant Williams is coming back
really?
For his senior year, yep. But I won't be surprised if he goes to the draft. It's very much...
Are you hacking into the NBA database?
I have been,
to give him a low draft grade?
Yeah, I've been going in there.
Late second.
Like, Grant, I think you're going to be somewhere in the second round. Yeah.
What do you think about Bone, too, with that same question there?
Yeah. I think Bone's gone. I don't think he's coming back, but I think Grant Williams might be the more likely. What do you got?
Grant Williams, GW. He got to go. He got to go. As much as I want to see him come back.
The logical side of me says you need to go.
He can work on his 3-point shot and perfect it. Now, but you never know with a guy like him and the way he thinks. He's a pretty smart guy, so. But I'd say business side, he has to go.
Kevin, you might be right, and I'll let Jonathan go after this. It was really interesting hearing the backstory about Rick Barnes and UCLA and how Grant Williams was in on this, talking to Barnes every step of the way. If this kid were leaving the program, maybe he wouldn't have gotten as involved. But anyway, go ahead. I could be reading this completely wrong.
Or he could have been like, hey, man, I sold it to these guys that you were going to be here, and then I hosted while they were here, and now all of a sudden, now you making me look bad. What's going on here?
Come on, Coach Rick.
And I may be coming back.
Right.
Grant's gone. Coach Fulmer, do you think that Grant's going to stay?
Well, you know, I had a conversation with Grant, but I've been kind of busy this week, so I haven't really had a chance to talk to him. I think it's his decision.
Take number 3. You know, this is Masters week, and then the champion from the year before selects the menu for the champion's dinner. Mm. If you're the Masters champion, you're wearing that green jacket, and you're picking the menu, what are you going with?
You know, I thought about this long and hard. You know, we could go with big steaks, you know, fillets or ribeyes. And then I thought, okay, maybe spicy Cajun chicken pasta from Chili's, but no. Chili's? I think it's delicious.
Oh, my.
It's delicious.
I'm not going to let you bring in anything from Chili's to Augusta National.
That's like you saying, pizza, huh?
If I'm the champion, I get to go wherever
Mark,
I want.
Mark, we don't do things from Chili's here at the Masters.
What about Buca di Beppo? I mean, that's my first
Buca di Huaro.
Rigatoni with meat sauce, meatballs, and sausage.
We have our own
chef's dream
own
staff dinner.
Here yes. at the clubhouse, Mark.
It's over-carbing, but it's delicious. Right, so that's what I'd go with, my rigatoni with meat sauce, sausage, and meatballs.
Cool.
Oh, what you got?
I'm going to pizza bar, man. You know me.
Yeah, yeah. I knew it.
Yeah. We're going to have pepperoni. We're going to have barbecue chicken. And I don't care what y'all think. We're having Hawaiian.
Oh, no. Haters. Not on my pizza.
Pineapple.
That's later. Defacing a pizza.
That is not. Yeah. It's good stuff. Yeah. Don't knock it.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with the stereotype. You know what that is, right?
Don't say it, man.
I'm going with some hot fried chicken.
All right.
Notice only one Thank person you, on the show could say that.
We have Fuzzy Zeller on line one.
Really, I want to go surfing turf, but you know, I just want to have fun with you.
Excellent. I'm man. All you, what do you got, Shay?
Chick Parm.
All right,
I love Chick Parm. I have it all the time.
That's a go to.
Yeah, that's Chick Parm.
A little spaghetti on the side.
I'm in on all of these menus. This sounds like good stuff. You guys are going to be excellent Masters champions.
Thank you. All right. I won't be able to fit into my green jacket, but the eats will be great.
That's what our tailors are for, Mark. 8:55.
I'll let it out a few inches.
All right.